We're learning Shmuel Beis, Perek Beis, whereby Pasuk Chof Dalid. It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Lech Lecha, Yud Chezron, Toshanayin Gimel, October 26, 2012. We are discussing here that the called mini civil war broke out between the sides of Avner and Yoav because of the 12-on-12 wrestling match that ended up with bloodshed. And of course, that was not Avner's intent, that there should be any bloodshed. As well as Asael being killed by Avner. Even though Avner repeatedly said to Asael, you should stop chasing me, Asael felt Avner was responsible for starting this whole problem, and he wanted to go catch him and kill him. The Navi continues, says like this, Yoav and Avishai, the brothers of Asael, Goyle Hadom, the revengers of the blood, were chasing after Avner. V'Hashemesh Bo, sun was setting, V'Hema, Bo'u Ad Givas Amo, they came until Givas Amo, V'Asher Al Pnei Giach Derech Midbar Givoyin. This is names of places. V'Iskabtsu B'nei Binyamin Achari Avner V'Yula Aguda Echos. B'nei Binyamin, who were of course on the side of Avner, they gathered together. V'Yula Aguda Echos. One group. V'Yamdu Al Roish Givo Echos. And they were ready for war. They're ready to fight. The Radak says, Pasuk Chof Hei, V'Iskabtsu K'shiro Sho Yeroit Ma'achareyim. The Radak says, when B'nei Binyamin saw that they were chasing after Avner, his kapsu wo yisom shohayu hulchim rishoinim ubo achari Avner v'hayu laguda achas li'lochem im Yoav, and to fight with Yoav. U'pirish aguda, what does aguda mean? Siyo, mekubotzin yachad, a group gathered together, kilo nikshorim v'nei godim zebaza, as if they were tied and bound together. So there was a whole group of people who were ready to attack and fight against Yoav and Avishai. Pasuk Chavav. Vayikra Avner El Yoav. Avner calls down to Yoav. He says to him, Vayoyim halanetzach toichal cherif. How much more bloodshed does a sword have to eat up? Halo netzach, toichal cher. How much more fighting do we need to have? Halo yedanti ki morad tiyeh ba'achreina. It's going to be a bitter end. Bad mosai lo yisoy ma'alom loshu mi'acharei acheyem. Until when will you tell your people to stop this fighting? This is what Avner says back. Says to Yoav. Let's just see Yoav's response and we'll see the Malban and the Radak. Pasuk of Zayin. Vayomer Yoav. Yoav says, Chai Elokim. He makes like a shvu, he swears. Yoav says, what's going on here? Hilulei dibarto, if not for you have spoken, meaning if not for the fact that you started this whole fight, ki oz miha boiker na lo ha'om ish me'acharei achiv. We would not be here right now. We would not be fighting. Another pasuk, and then we'll see the mefarshim. What is Yoav's response? Vayiska Yoav b'shoifar. Yoav blows the shoifar tekiya. Vayamdu kol ha'om. And the nation, his people, his soldiers stop. V'lo yirdufu oyd acharei Yisrael. And they do not continue chasing after Avner's men. V'lo yosu oyd lilochem. Did not continue to fight against their brothers. Literally. Let's see the Malbim Pasuk Chavav. The Malbim says, those who have the Perusha Malbim, those who don't, I'll say it outside as well. The Pasuk says, Halonetzach Toichal Cheref. What does it mean, Halonetzach? Omar, he says the Malbim, Haloi Tachlis Hamil Chomo Hoyolirois Miyinatzeach. The purpose of this scrimmage, this battle, was to see who will win. Once again, we said the purpose was for what reason? Was in order to see who will be the defenders of Klal Yisrael. Will it be David's side? Will it be Shaul's side? After we accomplished our goal, we see who's stronger. Why do we have to fight anymore? We accomplished what we were here for. The sword should continuously eating up people. In a situation when, by war, when you have to go to war and there's bloodshed, it's a bad thing. But at the end of war, you have something sweet. Which is the reason why they went out to war. But to kill, to fight for no purpose, what's the gain? We won't find any sweetness, any gain to continue fighting any further. Avner saying, you want to be victorious over your enemies, and you'll have the sweetness of the victory. That's by your enemies, but we are brothers. What's going on here? So Avner is calling for a truce. Avner is saying, let's stop. The Radak says in Pasuk Chav Zayin, when we said the Yoav says, what do you mean? What are you telling me? You started this. What do you mean, actually? Look what happened here. Says the Radak, Chav Zayin, Kiluli Dibarta. The Narim would not have gotten up. We would not have had this war. You started this, did you not? It wasn't me. One man is chasing his brother from the morning until night. As we said, is by sunset, right? They didn't at nighttime. They couldn't fight. We couldn't see anything. They didn't have the flare guns. Uchshira Yoav ki lo yachol imahem ki iskabzu kulam taka b'shoifar. When Yoav saw that he will not be able to conquer them because they all gathered together, baguda achas, in unity. Talk of a shofar, he blew the shofar. Shiamdu, they should stop. His men should stop chasing and fighting. Well, yirdifu, mechenoso, and this is what happened. Vayamdu kolom asherim yoav, and they all stopped. We said once again, Pasuk Chav Ches, vayiska yoav a shofar, blows a shofar. Vayamdu kolom, vla yirdifu oid achri yisrael, vla yosfu oid li lochem. Pasuk Chav Tes. What is Avner? He continues going the rest of the night. They come to Machanaim. Pasuk Lamed. The Yoav Shav Me'acharei Avner. Yoav returns from chasing Avner. Vayigboitz es kol ha'am. He gathers together the nation that the people that are with him. Vayipokdu me'avdei David, and they counted. They had a war. What does a person do at the end of a war? They count. How many people did we lose? Vayipokdu me'avdei David. Once again, the emphasis is avdei David. These are David's men, because David is building up his malchus now. Tisha asar ish, 19 men. Va'asoil, and the death of Asoil as well. Says Rashi, Pasuk Lamed, V'haloi asor b'chlal avdei David. Rashi is asking a question. Why does the Pasuk say that they counted the men of David? There were 19 men, Tisha Sarish. And by the way, also Asoil is also there. What's Rashi Why is it? Rashi is saying Saul is one of David's men. Says the continues Rashi. V'lama yotza. Why was he excluded as soil? Shaya shaku kineged kulam. Because Asael was shakul like these 19 men. You have a 19 men on one side and Asael on the other side. He's shakul kineged kulam. That's why Asael is separated. The greatness, that tzidkus, the greatness of Asael. So you can learn that there were 19 people that were killed, maybe 20 people. Not, of course, any amount, any one life is a life. Va'avdi David, Hiku binyamin va'anshe Avner, how many people were killed from Avner's men? Shloish me'ois, 300, the shishim ish mesu. 360 men. If you do the percentage, the ratio, it's unbelievable. The Navi here is not just telling us a report of the tragedy that took place. But we're seeing here also, as the first Malbum told us in Perek Aleph, that the Malchus of Shaul was going down, and the Malchus of David was rising. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayisu es Asoel, they picked up Asoel, Vayikberuhu bekever Aviv, and they buried him in the kever of his father, Asher Beis Lachem, which was by Beis Lachem, Vayelchu kol halaylo, Yoyov v'anoshev v'yeir lohem bechevroin. And they came back to Chevron. The question was asked earlier. We said Yoav ben Tsruya, and we asked the question, why is Yoav, what was his father's name? Wasn't Tsruya. His mother's name is Tsruya. We said Tsruya is David's sister. And that is one reason, because of the yichus, the greatness of who David's sister, who Tsruya's brother was, meaning David. So Yoav is referred to as Yoav ben Tsruya. Another reason which was given is because his father was not alive. So he was mentioning over here, Yoav ben Tsruya. It's two different mefarshim reasons for this over here. As we see, his father's not alive over here. Yes?
Oh, you saw it was equivalent to 19 men.
Yes.
19 squared is 361.
19 squared is 361. What'd you say? You're saying so for each one man,
Saul could kill
19. Thank you. You have a calculator in your pocket? Okay. You did it in your head or you did it? Oh, okay, fine. Okay. Either way, thank you. Okay. I have to write that down afterwards. I just want to repeat that. So the 19 squared is 361, because I don't know if they heard you in the recording. So what we're saying, what you want to share with us, Dan, is that for every 19 men, Asaul was equivalent to the 19 men. Yeah, that's correct. Thank you. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, says the Navi, V'atihi ha'melchama aruko bein beis Shaul bein beis David, v'David hoylech v'chazek, o beis Shaul hoylechim medalim. The milchama was long, was still continuing between the house of Shaul, between the house of Shaul and the house of David. And David was being the chazek, strengthening, while Shaul was dwindling. The Malbim tells us in Pasuk Aleph, "Va'atiyah melchama, mi'oz noshka melchama b'neim zman aruch shehem chamish shonim ha'achreinim shemalach ishboishes." These are the last 5 years that Ishboishes was king for. "Omi'oz beis Shaul holchim edalim, beis Shaul is holchim going down, dwindling. Haynu shirav mi Yisrael ozvu." Look what happened now. They left as Ishboishes. They said, what's going on here? They took off their uniform, their clothing, the garments of the loyalty on the side of Shaul, and they put on the soldier's outfit and they joined the ranks of David. V'davku b'malchus beis David, as is explained in Divrei Yomim, as we said earlier, shemitamze lo yichoshev rak shtei shanim lishboishes. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Joel asked a mathematical question of a couple weeks ago, and he said the years don't add up, and I said, let's wait, we'll see a little more. And here is the Malbim answering your question that the years were a little difficult over there. Shemitamze lo yichoshev rak shtei shanim lishboishes. Let's continue. What happens next is as follows. I don't want to skip a pasuk. Pasuk Beis. I just want to preface by saying that when there is birth to Kala Yisrael, when there are children being born, as we'll see later on in the Shmuel Beis, this is a sign of bracha. The Navi tells us Vayoldu or Vayivoldu should be Kri. With David, children were born to David, Bonim bechevroin, in Chevroin. Vahi bechayroi Amnoin, the Bechor is Amnoin, la'achinoyam ha'Israelis. Umishnehu kilov la'avigayol, Eishes novel ha'karmeli. The second son that's born to David from the wife, from his other wife called by the name of Avigayol, his name is Kilov. Vashlishi Avshalom ben Ma'acho bas Talmai Melech Gishor. This is the famous Avshalom. Vaharavi Adonio ben Chagis, who in the beginning of Shmuel Beis, and Malachim Aleph rather, excuse me, tries to usurp the throne, to take the throne, as opposed to Shlomo HaMelech. Vachamishi Shvati ben Avito. These were the children born to David and Chevron. The Malbim tells us, and the first, of course, the Radak as well, that Kilov had another name. What was Kilov's other name? Daniel. Beautiful name. So why was he called Kilov? Why does the Navi here call him Kilov? Because the Pasuk says, Mishneo Kilov Lavigayel, Eishes Novla Karmeli. People said this child is not David's son. People said Kilov is not David's son. This Daniel, that's not his father. His father is Novel. What happened was, as we know by Yitzchok as well, Hashem, the same situation happened. Hashem made the cluster upon of his face look exactly like a splitting image, just like his father. Kuloy Ov, Kol Ov. Kill of all father. Then we have here Avshalom. Now what's over here is interesting because when it comes to Kilov, it says Kilov Lavigayol mentions Eishes Novla Karmeli. When it discusses Adonia, it says Ben Chagis, doesn't say who Chagas' father and grandfather and great-grandfather. When it says the Chamishi, it says Shvati ben Avital. Finish, that's it. The Hashish is Yisim Leglo. Hashish is David. How come when it comes to Avshalom, we have a whole lineage, the Yichus, what's going on over here? It says, Vashlishi Avshalom ben Ma'acho bas Talmai Melech Geshur. Says the Radak. Darshu boy ki lefi shahaya ben yifas toyar, that this Avshalom is the son of a yifas toyar. Eish is yifas toyar. Parashat ki seitzei l'mechama v'risa b'shev yeish is yifas toyar. Shelokha David b'mechama, David took her by war. At a war. Leficha choya Avshalom soirer u'meireh b'aviv. That's why he was a sir of Marib Aviv. Who was his mother? His mother was a Eishes Yifas Toyer. Lekach nismcha parasha sir of Marib the parasha Yifas Toyer. Loimer lecha kol anoyzi yisah. Whoever marries a Yifas Toyer, a Eishes Shein Haguna, or a wife who is not fit, not appropriate, yoytzi mimena ben sir of Marib. A sir of Marib will come out from such a union. a rebellious son. And Avshalom rebelled against his father. Machlekes later on, if his intention was to kill his father David, or if it was just to take the throne. But nonetheless, he rebelled against his father up to the point where he ran away. David Melech had to run away. Avshalom. Avshalom is a Ben Soramara. Oh, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Radak is not Chalak on the Gemara. Okay, the Radak is telling us, I think at the end of the Lashon of the Radak over here, he's protecting himself because he's not getting into that discussion of the Machlokes whether there was or will be. Because you see, Oyisha She'ena Haguna. If a person marries a wife who's not Haguna, Hagun means appropriate. She's not a good person. What's going to happen? This child, Yaitzi Mimeno Ben Sarai Moira. Now, she's not a fast tire. She's not an Aishas. I mean, Yafas Toyer means a nice appearance. She could be a Yafas Toyer. She's not an Aishas Yafas Toyer who was taken by war. So how come they have a Ben Sarai Moira? Because he's saying that she's not a good person. And she doesn't raise some problem and so on and so forth. So I don't think the Radak is going to that those specific details. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it discusses the difficulty of the problems that can exist between this Aishas Yafas Toyer, how do you have a real Ben Sarai Moira? It's basically impossible. The voices of the husband and the mother have the same exact sound and every single prat. But that's why, if you take a look over here, she's the daughter of Ma'acha. Who was Ma'acha's father? Bas Talmai, the king of Geshur. That's why we ask the question, why did it discuss the lineage over here? Doesn't this do by his other children? Because it's emphasizing where he came from. That David took Ma'acha at war, and she was the daughter of Melech Geshur. She was a Aishas Yafas Toyer. That's what the emphasis is over here. Pasuk Vav. Yes, please.
It seems to be contradictory words here. I'm looking at the Rashi. It says the last son, Yitra'am, like Eglat, Aishas David. A, weren't the rest Aishas David? And number two, I noticed in Rashi that they refer to Eglat as Michal.
Right.
But there's the Talmud that says Michal had no kids.
Ah, that's correct. So what's the Teretz? So the.
It's only one of two Teretz. The Rashi, this is not Michal. Or she had the kid but didn't have any after the incident.
Right. So let's just recap and review what you're referring to. Basically, this is Eglah, and Eglah is referring to Michal, as Rashi says, that she was Chaviva Olav, that David's it was very dear to David. That's referred to as Eglah, as brings a pasuk in Shoftim Lulei Charashtim Beglosi, referring to a dearness, a closeness. So as Reb Joel was pointing out that. It says later on, it says as well that Michal did not have any children. Over here it says she has a child. So one approach is she had children, as we see over here. But from the incident that when she rebukes David, when the Aron Kodesh comes back, which we'll see in the Mitzvah in a few weeks, the Aron Kodesh is coming back and David is mefazer, merakeh, is dancing and jumping. And she looks out the window and he comes back into the house exhausted. And he says to her, what are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself in front of the whole nation? You're the king. You having your ankles being shown? He's doing somersaults. After that incident, David responds back to her because she was saying, this is not how things were done in my house, in the house I come from. I come from the house of a king. She's the daughter of Shaul. Shaul HaMelech. David says back to her, a strong rebuke. Don't you remember? Hashem took away the Malchus of Shaul and gave it to me. Because this is the way, says David, to serve Hashem. David's telling her that a person is to mevatel themselves totally, to nullify every single existence of themselves when it comes to serving Hashem. So, after that incident, according to the Mefarshim, she did not have any more children as a punishment to the, what she said to David. Okay, thank you. So, Pasuk Vav. Vehi b'yois ha-melchama bein beis Shaul uvein beis David. Now, from here, we're going to have a major shift in what's about to take place between Avner and Ish-boishes and David. We'll see how it affects David as well. Vehi b'yois ha-melchama bein beis Shaul uvein beis David v'Avner hoya mischazek v'veis Shaul. What does it mean? First of all, Avner is mischazek b'beis Shaul. Once again, the beginning pasuk begins by saying the war is continuing between both sides.
What do you mean by a war? Because we've already had the incident where the Kulam called it no more violence. Are you saying that there was violence afterwards?
It's a good question. They put out a truce. It could be, I'm just saying this b'regel achas. It could be that, you know what, officially the war was over. But we all know that many times, well, I think it might be more than that. I think it might be more where sometimes you have, I'll give an example with when you have sometimes different machlekes l'shem shemayim of gedolim. And then the rabble rousers, the common folk of Klal Yisrael, they get into the thick of things when they're not supposed to. And they think that they know, and they think they're doing lishma. In the meantime, they're causing problems, real problems. So even though a truce was made and said, but people will say, I'm loyal to David's side, and I'm loyal to Shaul's side.
Well, that's been going on actually even before Shaul died.
Well, but that was halachically in Shaul's side permissible because David was a rodev. So that's a different parasha, different discussion. Now, after David was coming up as the king, now this whole new milchama ensued.
Well, as I said, it's a war of loyalty, but it's really nothing more than a continuation. Because I recall from Shmuel Aleph, there was a period of time when his followers like quadruple in size over a period of time. That's written there.
Right, but this is a little different now. It's a little different.
You're saying this is not really violence.
It might be violence also. It might be violence also. It might be. But the question is definitely better than the answer because it's not researched yet. But the emphasis here is where Ad is mischazik, because the whole Malchus of Beis Shaul now only exists because of Avner. Now, the Pasuk begins in Pasuk Zayin discussing a Pilegesh. That Shaul has a Pilegesh. When Shaul was alive, he had a Pilegesh. Ula Shaul Pilegesh Shma Ritzpa Bas Ayo. Vayomer el Avner. Doesn't say who said to Avner, Madu Basel Pilegesh Avi. So we know it's Ish-boishes, but his name is not even mentioned. Ish-boishes was not a powerful man once again. Avner was tremendously powerful. Ish-boishes being the Melech was the Melech because Avner made him the Melech. But now Ish-boishes stands up and says to Avner, what are you doing? You married my father's Pilegesh. You can't do something like that. Now there's a halacha. Whatever belonged to the king was special and belonged to the king. It cannot be used by anyone else. And Avner married the Pilegesh of Shaul. There are different ways to understand this. Avner felt that when does this halacha apply? That a person cannot take that which belongs to the king when the king is the king. But now the king is not the king if he's not alive. So therefore, Avner felt the Pilegesh is mutter to marry to him. Besides for doing that, it also gave him more power. He marries a Pilegesh that was once to Shaul. Shaul was the king. Ish-boishes felt, that's wrong. This is a Pilegesh Avi. My father's Pilegesh. My father, the Melech, the king. Madu Abasa, a Pilegesh Avi. Now this was the turning point of Avner on his loyalty to Ish-boishes. Vayichal la'Avner ma'oid. Avner is very upset. Al divrei Yishboishes. Vayoyme harosh kelav anoichi. What, you treat me like a dog? Am I the head of a dog, a pack of dogs? Asher Yehuda hayoyim. Esa chesedin beishol. Avicha. Elecho vel meireyehu. V'loim etzisicho b'yad David. V'atifko edolai over naisha hayoyim. Avner is very upset. He's very upset. Says Rashi, "Klum ani chosha afila kiroi shaymak lov mashal of David." Am I viewed like even the head of the guard of the dogs that David has? We're going to skip a little part of the next Rashi and continue in the, after the Kach B'Yerusha. It says like this: Haroish, another explanation. You think I want the throne? That's what I'm after. Tavli liyois kelev, v'hedya b'beis David. He's telling him, I'd rather be a simple person in David's court. What are you accusing me of? Koyase, says Navi in Pasuk Tes. Koyase lekim la'avner. He's swearing. V'cho yosef loy. Ki kashe nishba Hashem le'David ki chay nese loy. La'avir ha'mamlocha Pasuk Yud. Avner is telling him, I'm not going to be with you anymore. This is how you treat me? Everything you have, I'm responsible. I gave it to you. I built you up. This is how you talk to me? Ishbosheth is afraid now. What's he going to do? V'lo yachol oid pasukir aleph. He doesn't know how to respond to him because of the yira he has for him. We'll stop here, and Mr. Shem, pick up next week, Pasuk Yud Beis. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.